and open and public comments on proposed design for the building, that's pavilion and public restrooms located at the Oceanfront Park. All architects, hello Madam Clerk, all architects are here tonight to revise the plan that they have come up with after a synopsis of the comments from the last public hearing we had at the Convention Center. And you should have a agenda. If you don't, real quickly, the consensus from the last meeting was remove the tower, remove the roll down doors, lower the height of the building, and add a coastal type roof design. And since council previously approved the floor plan, 3,500 square feet, with a footprint and placement in the building in the southwest corner of the lot, these items have not changed. And at this time,
not all of council approved.
Excuse me, not all of council approved.
Thank you.
It was a majority of voters. Anyway, you have any other comments, Mr. Nevin, before I proceed?
Not right now.
Okay, thank you. At this time, if you are signed up or would like to sign up to address council, the sign-up sheet is on the podium. Madam Clerk, have we had anybody sign up?
Yes, I have people signed up.
Okay.
You can have people speak first before you present this design.
I think it would be prudent to allow architecture go first and then public comment to follow. With that, there he is.
Oh, hold it. I'm behind you. About a week ago, we did the sketches after our meeting. I had to present back to you all. You had some, I think, about a week to review them. How they were presented to you, but some of them are up here as well. And we have two options. As Mr. Mayor mentioned, we talked about getting rid of the doors, lowering the height, getting rid of the larger entrance, and going back to more of a cupola design. We have two options here. The one on this side, which is your left, we have a ridge, roof, open ends. We have a single cupola. This goes along with more of what you were talking about with the tower piece, with the rails of the Beaufort Center concept. The metal roof, we have the open area underneath here. We also opened up a wall in the back to give a little bit more visibility through. One of the comments was the visibility from Fort Fisher Boulevard and the appearance of that. We have the open rafter tails, and then there's the columns on the corner. Those are consistent throughout. Here we have a more rounded version of the front. The longer cupola was glazing on two of them, and then sort of arched truss form on the end of that. The height has reduced. Now we're right around 20 to 22 feet for the ridge, and around 9.5 feet for the opening here, still 24 feet wide. The tower is about another 12 feet tall above that. This one is about another 4.5 feet tall. So again, from Fort Fisher Boulevard, depending on what goes back in the future beyond the site, you may not see this building at all. Just as a recognition, you'll probably still see part of this depending on what goes there. That's the only kind of recommendation I can say about visually from Fort Fisher Boulevard. Other than that, the floor plan has stayed consistent. Footprint is still the same.
And with that, if you have questions for David or his staff, we don't make comments at this time. We'd like to end the meeting, Mr. Miller.
Okay.
This is a public meeting for the public.
Eric Van,
first.
A few of us have seen these drawings like this better than the previous drawing. I, for one, and several other people that I talked to, like the cupolas on the one on the right, would like to keep the entrance more like the one on the left. You've got an arched entrance, and it just doesn't seem to go with the rest of the building, whereas the building on the entrance way over here seems to be fit in with the building.
So you, thank you, Eric.
Dan Bell.
I signed up for council.
Sorry. Benny Doyen?
First question I have is, where is the band playing? If we have a band at this...
Well, it depends on the size of the band, but the stage is on this side and has steps down to an amphitheater grass area.
I prefer that one there to this one. But my question's, cost of each one same?
They're relatively same cost, yeah.
And what's kind of the cost of the...
Well, what we're looking at now for this and the restroom facility, because we have to combine both of them together, really around $250,000.
Would you repeat that, please? We didn't...
Around $450,000. And again, we don't have exact costs because we're not done with construction drawings.
Mm-hmm. Where are we getting funding for this project?
Are you addressing?
No, I'm addressing you.
We have some funds available to the town, I think, from CAMA, and we are still pursuing private donations.
Are we going to be looking at a tax increase for the residents of this town?
I don't think it's the intention of anybody to have a tax increase. That's why we've got to have, in my opinion, to go out and actually pursue private funds, I have to have a drawing or a rendition that we're going to build. And we have set up appointments. The clerk is actually still setting up appointments with private funds that we're going to pursue.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Alan Botta?
Well, I'd have to say, the lower building, I think these designs are a little better than the first. I still have a concern about 3,500 square feet. The building doesn't have to be that big. I know you voted on a footprint, but I always thought that was just to, so we wouldn't have to change stormwater. So if the building was reduced, why would that change anything? I had submitted to council a plan, a sketch of just a 50 by 28 pavilion. Fits in that area, a little shed roof off the back that would accommodate the bathroom, storage room, plenty of room. It would allow for concerts. It would be a huge stage area, be able to have a show there, be able to do everything that we wanted, which is basically what everybody just wanted, an open air pavilion, something real simple. We still have a big building, which is going to cost us $450,000. The extra 1,500 square foot that's in that building is probably $200,000, or $50,000. I mean, I personally would like to see just a pavilion. I did some sketch. I did a poor sketch for the for council, handed it to them, and basically took a floor plan and cut out a scale of 50 by 28 pavilion, and you can put it anywhere in that footprint and it works. If it seems to be big enough for everything.
At what cost?
Well, it would be substantially less. It's just an open air pole building, basically. And, a shed roof off the back. We don't have all this, complicated roof lines and things like that. It would be substantially less. I don't run any costs.
Where is your drawing? I can't really see.
I'm not sure laughing at my drawing. This is something.
Oh, okay.
It's basically an open air gazebo. There would be a shed off the back that would go down into that dead corner of the property because the building's on the angle. I went down and measured the Fort Fisher stage. The 50 by 28 stage is 8 feet deeper than the stage at Fort Fisher. It's the actual enclosed stage at Fort Fisher is 32 feet. And then they've got open lanes on either side. And so 50 by 28, if it accommodates the Blues and Jazz Festival, it would more than accommodate, I think, what we want to do with that farm. And I just think it would be a lot less money.
No, the two classrooms there.
Well, it's just a multi-purpose building. There would be no two classrooms.
One of the grants, I think, stipulates two classrooms.
It stipulates an educational facility. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I feel the whole park is educational. We have, but, you know, the landscaping, we have underground water storage. There's a lot of educational opportunities in the park. They have 50 by 80.
Be approved by the people giving the grant in one of the classrooms.
It's no different than the original plan that was submitted by the NDA service. That was just a temporary pavilion. It was basically stated pavilion, stage, and
then we wouldn't lose that much.
I don't think so. Okay, I don't think the grant's written that says you have to have three classrooms. I believe it just says it needs to be used for education.
I don't have anyone else signed up.
Anybody else like to address council?
I just have a quick question. I don't know when we're starting the project, and I don't know when it'll end. The lot's been empty a couple of years. Is the town paying taxes on that lot, or the town does not pay the taxes?
One of the problems that we had with the other building is the storage.
Would you come up here and let your name and your address, please?
Buddy, one of the problems that we had with the other one was that the storage was going to be upstairs, where equipment, electronic equipment and all, would be wiped out in a year's time. Where's the storage here?
We have because of the last conversation, we have permanent stairs inside that goes up into the attic space.
But it still goes up in the attic, so you still have the heat. That's the problem.
We still had heat prior to that anyway. That part of the cost was heating and cooling that space and maintaining it.
That space, okay.
So that whole space, up and down, was heating.
That's good.
Anyone else? I have a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
I have a second. Did you say
second? Yeah.
Did you want to, before we get ready to close, did you want to comment?
You ready to comment?
Sure you do.
I don't know. No. Not right now, I guess.
All in favor of closing public hearings? Signal by saying aye. Opposed. All right, public hearing is closed. Now, Mr. Neller, it's time for discussion. If you'd like questions for the architect.
Yes, I've got the major question.
Can I move this so I can see everybody?
Yeah. You may want to turn it around toward us. There you go.
The major question I have is how much does that additional 1,000 square feet going to run up the cost of the building versus the 2,500 square feet that was originally asked to be?
Well, it wouldn't be proportional to square footage because it depends on where you take it. What we did when we originally had the building, we stretched it through this area, basically to create a larger main space. So that's the cheapest portion of the construction. We didn't increase the bathrooms or any of that. So.
Let's not double talk here.
I'm not.
Okay. 1,000 square feet of building space cost approximately what per square foot per day in today's dollar?
Well,
about $200 a square foot?
Oh, no, you never hear that. You're probably at $100, $110 a square foot.
So that would only be then.
But that's for the whole building. If you're talking about that one section, that's a lot less. So by chopping it back 1,000 square feet and just removing the open air space, you're not saving that per square foot. You'll have basically the same amount of foundation and man labor. What you have is a little bit less materials. I mean, so you still have some labor in there, but it's not proportional. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
We have builders in here.
We have builders in here. I would like to hear a comment from any one of them.
He's
How about you, Alan?
Well, he's correct in that, but it is not, you want to make it small.
I was just trying to get a handle on how much 1,000 square feet addition was going to cost.
Well, I mean, to really do it, you have to break it down piece by piece. How much concrete you're taking out, how many trusses you're taking out, all of those things. And the square footage is just a ballpark number.
And I'll tell you right now that we are at the high end of our number for the estimating because we want to make sure that we don't come in above budget.
And you, Chuck?
The original was $500,000. You have now removed the doors, which you said was $70,000 to $90,000. You removed the wall, which must cost something. You lowered the material and lowered the roof. Why is it only $50,000
pitch? Well, we've lowered the pitch. We haven't really removed much of the structure. We have removed the doors, but the doors, again, we didn't have a hard number on those. Those are around $50,000 to $60,000. But again, we're estimating high right now. So to have a real number, we have to complete the construction drawing.
Jim, Jenny?
No, not this.
Emily?
Yes.
Emily has it.
The stage area still bothers me. A couple of reasons. First of all, it's not the focal point of the building like the committee wanted it to be originally. It appears that the majority of the building is still these elusive classrooms, and I've gone through the grants and read them and read them, and nowhere do I see where we're required to have even one classroom, not only three. What it says in all of our grants is that we will provide space for educational purposes, which the stage could be used for. Also, the whole kind of open air concept, and this may change, not very costly design, but some design. We talked and talked about Christmas pageant being there, and I want everybody to understand this is not being designed for the Christmas pageant. Okay, that was just one example of how it could be designed, in addition to the concert. And if we wanted to have any other type of theatrical program there, you think about using the Christmas pageant as an example. Because I went out and watched some practice yesterday. You have all these little girls and teenage girls back there changing clothes. Okay, and we're not talking being able to squeeze into a bathroom. We have a considerably large group that's back there changing clothes that everybody's going to be able to see. You have Santa Claus back there that all the little kids are going to see him waiting to come on, you know, instead of back there behind the stage. So regardless of how it's designed, we have to have some sort of partition, not glass walls or doors that you can see through, but some sort of partition where, I don't know if you guys have ever been in a play before, or even with a band when you're watching, you know, Leon Russell get on and off the stage. You have a stage right and a stage left, and spots back there where people can stand and stay until it's ready for them to come on or even coming in from the back. It's not designed at all like the original committee talked about using it, okay? In addition to the fact that the stage is still such a small, small part of this. Frankly, I really like Alan's concept. I think he needs to work on it. You know, where is everybody going to be to change clothes back there? And I agree with the gentleman that brought up the storage. Okay, did I understand you to say we would be heating and cooling the attic, or we just have stairs to get up into the attic?
You have HVAC for that.
In the attic. Okay. I guess I haven't talked to Sonny yet about how he feels about bringing, carrying all the lights and the audio equipment, the big sound systems, up and down stairs to get into the attic and out of the attic, you know, once a week at least. And that the little room room back there, you know, we had talked about being able to serve food out of it. If you have any kind of party, wedding reception, anything that we rent it out for, where they may have food, it might be a good idea to be able to heat that food somewhere. It would be very difficult to have kitchen stuff in there, have us storing our lights and our sound equipment, storage for anything else. What if we wanted to have a summer day camp back there? You know, would the person conducting that have to pack their car with all of the athletic equipment and arts and crafts equipment and drive it back and forth every day? The storage, I don't think, is really as good as it should be. And that's all.
Jim, do you have anything?
The open ends. One of the questions that I was wondering is for bands or productions or whatever it is that's going to be there, there's going to be obviously overhead lights and speakers and stuff like that. Would it be a better utilization of a stage space if the open end, at least on the stage area, was covered?
Just as a building or an architect. Well, it's less open at that point. The comments last time were open the building, and we virtually duplicated the original concept that was approved to proceed.
Well, you held up that original concept in front of what you got there, right?
And this is the building that the Oceanfront Park Committee selected originally.
Yes.
That building is smaller than the concept he has now.
But the concept is pretty much the same.
The concept is the same, but the stage is an honest rendering. And when he, and to give this architect credit, he did take that footprint, and his first plan that he submitted was exactly that footprint. With a small stage, and he had to make the stage bigger, so he extended the building so much. Now we have a big building with a stage, and it's becoming something that that's our problem. It's become, the focal point now is becoming the bathrooms and the building, not the stage area. So my point was is to make the stage the focal point, make the bathrooms sit in the back of it, and be back to that thing, our original concept, be a small building.
If you have a stage. Was this, what we're looking at, this was not the original concept that Oceanfront Park voted on?
That was here. What we agreed to with Withers and Ravenel was put the building in the corner, put a corner stage, and they told us that they would work out the logistics as far as how big the stage had to be, how to accommodate all of our things that we wanted, and that's what they came to us with. We didn't have floor plans to look at and actual scale models. We don't know how big, we didn't know how big that building was. It looked like a stage in a couple of bathrooms and what we wanted.
Does this building resemble the sketch that you made?
The sketch that I made?
Mm-hmm.
No, because it's just a pavilion.
Okay, so it would be your suggestion to put... What is your suggestion? You want to...
My suggestion is to make a stage and a pavilion as big as we can. From what I looked at, it's 50 by 28. And then take the back part of it and just shed off of that thing for a big storage area with two bathrooms. You'll have plenty of storage. You don't have to eat attics. It's a simple design. It can be, it'll have a cupola on top, and we can decorate it however we want, make it as fancy as we want. We can make it as plain as we want. And it's just a coastal gazebo, basically, that is a stage.
No, I don't have
that. Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Are we locked into these architects, I'm sorry, but are we locked into these people, or can you consider Allen's drawing?
We have a contract with Lyle Architects for $38,300. So far, we have paid them $29,600.
Let them build Allen's place for the rest of the money. I don't like Allen's place.
Well, the building you have in front of you, I don't like Allen's design either. The building you have in front of you, from what I understand, I may be wrong, but this was the building that the Oceanfront Park Committee picked up, and it does not in any shape, form, or fashion resemble what Mr. Vodder wants to build.
Okay.
I mean, that's just not even close.
You can't design, the problem is that you can't make that. The original architect, Wizard of Randall, did not give us the proper footprint. I mean, that's not our fault. That's, the committee wanted to go in here, big stage. They wanted that.
Well, as a builder, why didn't you bring these questions to them when they did it, Al?
Good question.
We're into this three good ways now.
The architect, I told you what Wizard of Randall told us. And that's why that building sits in that corner, because we took the advice of Wizard of Randall. They were professional architects. We walked that lot with them. They recommended putting a corner stage, put that building there, and they said they would take care of the rest of it. They had all the surveys, they had everything. They said they would make that stage big enough for what we
wanted. Is this your interpretation of what you were?
No, that's actually not the case. Wizard of Randall is not an architecture firm. We've never been obtained to do architecture. We did the landscape architecture and the civil engineering. It was SFLA who was the architect on the plan you see on the left over here.
Did they work under Willis and Ravenel?
It was subbed out
from Willis and Ravenel.
No, it was not.
Well, Bob,
who did Bob work with? Willis and Ravenel, he's not an architect, he's a landscape architect.
He's the one making submitted us that last week.
Yeah, that design came from that group of people. So for us to sit here and say which one had which responsibility was not our responsibility. We were given that. And we said aesthetically, that kind of fits what we're looking for. We want the stage. We took the advice of where it should be positioned for the reasons that were given at the time. If you had asked me whose job it was technically to make what decision on that end, whether it was Withers and Ravenel or the other firm, we wouldn't have, that was not our responsibility. Ours was to look at the drawings and say, does this fit what we've gathered up from the people that we've done our surveys? Does this fit what they've asked for? And what they proposed to us did. I think Alan's drawing is coming from the opposite spectrum now because we've gotten this big building that's the polar opposite of what we started wanting. We wanted a stage with some storage, with a classroom area for educational area and all that. I think Alan's drawing is coming out of the frustration of the committee saying, we don't want a 3,500 square foot building. That's not what we started out with. Now, if it's grown into that for whatever reason, so be it. But the focus, again, has to come back to what was the original purpose of the building, which was to be a stage area with areas where we could accommodate educational whatever it may be, through Parks and Rec, through the aquarium, through whatever. So I think that his drawing is coming out of frustration. I like his drawing. I don't know if it completely suits what our ultimate goal is, but I think we're kind of on the same, everyone's on the same page, but we're just talking about the size of the building maybe not necessarily being the most important to the people who are using it.
Right. And correct me if I'm not correct in saying, but the plan on the left, the scale of the whole drawing, if you look at where the building's placed, it's actually larger than this building right here. Is that correct? Did we go down? We went down in square footage from the plan on the left.
But that was conceptual. We weren't looking at square footage when we approved that.
But we went down. We don't want to go up. Is what I heard last time in the meeting minutes. We don't want to go up in square footage.
Your original, the original plan that you guys submitted that had the widow's walk on the top, which was the original concept that we all approved. In one of those floor plans, the left line at the house, but on one of those floor plans by Woods and Ramino, it was this. I kind of drew it on this
page. You got that plan back right
there. Your original plan was that building that had an angled storage room and had two bathrooms side by side on the back of the building. It was just a stage with a storage room and two bathrooms.
Correct. And that was 2,500 square feet.
Yeah.
Right.
So my point is, you can keep those two bathrooms and that storage back there, elongate the stage instead of elongating the building, make the stage the focal point, and let the storage and those bathrooms tuck behind the building.
Isn't that kind of what we're doing right here? Basically, what I think about architecture, they've actually taken the one where the focus is the building on the one on the left, the original previous plan. The stage is the main focal point on this one because it's in the middle of the site, pretty much.
Do you think the stage on that is the focal point?
It will be. You're seeing just the building. You're not seeing the entire side like you are on the left. So you're really comparing apples to oranges.
And, you know, once you put that stage on the site,
you'll see
that will be the focal point.
Now, as far as the focal point, would the moving of the tower change the focal point? Your viewing
room should come off. If you take the tower off and you extend the stage forward and
if you put the tower over towards the stage area, would that change your perspective?
Well, they wouldn't even work for a tower. Once you bring that stage, you leave the original footprint and you bring that stage forward, you're pushing that entry area and everything behind the building, so that would no longer be, there would be no tower. There'd be a cupola on top of the building or something.
I meant the cupola on the building.
Well, the cupola, well, because the stage, you'd end up probably just having a cupola on the stage. And not the other building, because the other building will be tucked behind it. I mean, I know what they did. You elongated the building so you could keep that same concept with the stage.
We reorganized the storage in the men's and women's, which wasn't large enough by code. We turned them sideways, and then we elongated a little bit. That gave you two very usable spaces. Right now, what you have on that original plan is one usable space, actually. And so that wasn't quite big enough, so we made it a little bit wider, a little bit deeper than what that actually had. And that's where your square foot. It wasn't just taking the building and stretching it. It was relocating it to give it a more efficient use of space, and then giving two very usable spaces. And the stage actually is bigger than what you had originally designed. Or approved, I should say.
Buddy, we'll get to you in a second, but Jim had his hand up first, so if you'll just bear with me just a second. Jim, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I mean, my comment was that I went to many of these meetings, and Alan had none of these comments that I could hear. I mean, he pretty much went along with it. Everybody was going along with it. Now he's against everything. So I don't get it, you know. And the young lady over here is talking about the smaller is better, but she wants more storage. I don't understand the concept.
We were advised, do you remember the first couple of meetings, there was a gentleman who was an architect from John Sawyer?
Yeah, the first couple of meetings, we had a huge flying bridge going on. I remember.
If we were kind of focusing on, you know, how big the building should be and all those things. His recommendation to us was not to focus on this. All you have to do is give the concept, what you want in the building, and then the architect will care about it. Don't focus on things like how big. And that's exactly what the committee did when we worked with Withers and Ravenel.
Yep, now, okay, you went along with that concept and kept your mouth shut. Now you're just picking it.
We didn't have floor plans. I would have been, if Withers and Ravenel came
to us,
you have a floor plan. I mean, this is what y'all voted on.
This is just a concept. You don't have a floor plan.
Well, you know, we had a floor plan in detail, right there. You had floor plans the last time.
No, we have a floor.
Buddy, would you like to make a comment?
My comment is the one in the middle there. There is so much more usable stage area than it is when you take the stage and head off to the side. You've lost all that use in there. When it's cut straight across, you can use every bit of that back there. You worry about things, you can put curtains or anything, and hide people on the sides and everything else. But, you know, when you turn the stage sideways, you've actually eliminated that back part for a stage-type processing area. And, you know, it's just really gotten me that the stage has been moved to the catboard.
The stage is not new that I know of. That was the original drawing for on the oceanfront park that stage be where it's at.
That was one of the earlier decisions.
Well, what is this middle drawing? Is this of the original?
That's actually a lot larger building than this one over here.
No, I'm not talking about the size. Nothing like that.
There's the stage, and it's angled.
But what I'm saying here, if you look at this, this whole area could be used as a stage. This could be a...
It is.
This could be areas. Now, you don't have that over there.
Yes,
it
is.
It's with them.
Yeah, that's for next.
They have all of them.
All of that is
in the park. In the park where it can be worked. This is closed.
No, no, no. That is your roof line. That's your roof line.
That's the roof line.
Right. Yeah, that's the roof line.
It is red.
Yeah, now we're playing with that.
Yeah, I just, you know,
But you do have those outside spaces around the roof line. We kept those, which are the perimeter where activities can happen along that. But they're not covered.
I just know that, as a musician, I know that you've got to have almost as much space behind the stage to process as you do in front of the stage where they see.
Right.
You've got to have that. If you don't have that, the whole thing is messed up. You can't hide people, you can't move people, you can't change.
That's why it's so deep in the back, but I think they had that.
And if you look at the original, or one of the concepts, not the one that's approved, but this one, there is no room back there. The one that we have, the stage is here, you have all this room. You can put a temporary wall there, or if you wanted a wall, you can do that, and you have tons of room behind it. So, I mean, you have the flexibility.
But it's all open, you'd still have to put walls, but I've pictured that as being enclosed.
I see.
That part.
Okay.
But how much, David, how big a storage area in square feet do you think you would have above the... You encompassed in the bathroom area? And
no, not quite, because it's a pitched roof, so it's coming down. So you're going to do probably usable, but maybe 15 by 20.
The committee members that are out there, because in the last 2 years, there's been more than six or seven conversations that I've been involved in about this park. But during some of the meetings, I think that we had discussed the problem that we're talking about here now. We knew that for things to go on, that there was going to have to be something blocking the view from behind. We knew that there was going to have to be a backdrop to the stage. We knew that dressing rooms were going to be a consideration one way or the other. And at least in my recollection of some of the discussions was that it would be able to be done temporarily based on whatever it was that was being put on. That we were going to be able to either put up hard partition or curtains or things to that effect that would fit the design of whatever it was the function of that presentation was. There was never any discussions that I thought that anybody who put out a presentation here that everything was going to be wide open for everybody to see everything. Because I remember when Chuck called me in the back room to beat me up one day. He said, if I'm sitting out there watching something, he said, I can see who's going to the bathroom. And I said, yeah, if there's nothing between you and them, yeah. But the intent is to have things between. So the intent, at least as far as I'm concerned, was always to have at least a temporary structure, whether it's a backdrop or whether it's a backdrop with dressing rooms attached. There was never really my understanding that we were going to be depending on the bathrooms that we had in here for all the personnel that were involved to run back and forth. Now, if somebody disagrees, please speak up.
Jim, I agree with you as a committee member. That's exactly what we talked about, but I haven't heard that in any of the presentations. And I think a couple of weeks ago, one of the presentations, it was actually said, well, they could use the storage room or they could use the restroom. And nowhere in the presentation or in this design have we talked about how something like that would be attached or if it could be rolled down other than the clear doors.
Well, you and I talked over the weekend on that. And my personal I'm no builder or no architect or anything, but my opinion was that once the design was planned for the basic, that you sit down with them and say, you know, this is what we want to do. Where do we put rods or where can we put hooks or where can we tie in the temporary partitions that we could do?
Emily, I'd like to ask you a question. Your question, the storage area. You know, I'm still, I guess it's a gray area when you're concerned we're moving equipment up and down the stairs. What equipment are we talking about?
We always said that the lighting up there, we would have lighting on the front stage, you know, shining onto the stage, and that's not something you can just leave out in the elements at the time. It's something that would have to be taken down and stored. And that's a pretty big equipment for some of these guys to be taking that up and down stairs, unless you can find some that really breaks down into smaller pieces. Eventually, I hope one day we have our own sound equipment. That may be a few years coming, but we can't leave sound equipment outside either. And if we have something that's a two-day show, even if we rent it and it's not our sound equipment, or we borrow it from somebody, we need somewhere to put it so that it's not stolen and it's not open to the elements.
Well, I know.
And that's just that. Then if we ever wanted to store anything else, you know, it's not there.
I never had the concept of us furnishing other than the lights that would be part of the building itself, some spotlights or something. With our discussions with Harold, the discussions we had, him being an electrician, was to make sure we had sub panels in the front of the building so that stuff could be plugged in. But I certainly don't think that the city needs to get into the business of sound equipment. And, you know, the sound equipment that is used now for the functions belongs to Harold.
Which leads me right back to my question that I asked before everybody went kamikaze. With lights and everything, it would be placed in the ceiling, shining down on the performers. Would it be better visually if that was closed in?
So that the lights go straight down and not out.
So that you wouldn't have light going out in the audience, it would go where it would belong.
Be much easier to do, for sure.
I mean, but functionally, is that...
Yes. But if lights are a high percentage of what you're going to do, then I would consider closing it in. If they're a low percentage, and the openness of the structure is what you're really looking for, those are the two things you have to decide. It's a more expensive structure to keep it open like this because of the winds that we have to deal with on the structure.
The structure at the Air Force Base is completely open, and they set their own lights up, and there have been some pretty, you know, mainline performances out there.
Sure. You can do it, it's just, but are you going to be doing it every weekend?
Yes, buddy.
Most bands will have their own light.
That's...
You will
that was
have
my interpretation.
Yeah, anything with, you'll have to have electricity out there for them, but most bands will have their own light.
Sounds like a
party.
Here you go.
I mean, if I don't say, the storage that we have down below, it was called storage originally. We've turned that into a bit of a multi-use space. What we've done, though, with the storage is we've made it out of the cheapest space possible. You're building that roof no matter what. We're just enclosing it a little bit more. So I don't know if I would recommend getting rid of it at any cost, because it's a pretty cheap space.
Yeah, you'd like to address that, anyone? Okay, any other discussion from council? Anybody in the audience have anything to add? Oh, yes, sir.
I wasn't in on the original stuff, but from what I'm gathering here, it seems like the concept of the stage being the presenting area of the building, where the, let's call it the vestibule or the cupola, that little entry foyer, that's become a little bit more of a focal point. I think if the stage got a little bigger and we didn't block off that face wall off to the left, I think you can achieve everything you're trying to do. We need to concentrate on the stage facing being the focal point of the building. I think that's kind of what's happening. Everything's getting pulled away from the stage.
Can
I don't know whether you were directed to do that or not.
There was a concept that was approved, which is in front of you. But if you think about this as a whole master plan, not just the building, but think about it as out in front of it, what you're going to see as the focal point in the center of the park, is the stage, bar none. You look to the left, it's going to be shingle. You look to the right, it's going to be a restroom. And in between is going to be this big open green space with a stage. So the focal point is the stage.
Okay. And plus, you're also looking at a very stark drawing with some landscaping and stuff. So the area to the left will actually have landscaping and some amenities like benches and stuff. So it'll help kind of mask it and bring it down so it won't be as stand out as much as it does now.
But even from the dimensions of these renderings, the stage is not the bigger part of the building. And I think that's what everybody intended.
It's the angle of the perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. If I turned this perspective and showed just the stage, it wouldn't have given you a clear representation of the roof line and some of the cupolas. So, but the reality is that's a wide stage. It's 24 feet. It's 28 feet out to out.
It is this way, but the roof over and on the other part is much bigger than the roof over the stage is what I'm getting at. In other words, the stage is not the pronounced part of the building. And I think if that was, it would be more of a pavilion setting, and more of the stage would be what you're trying to accomplish. And from, you know, I may be totally out base, but I think that was the original concept of what everything was supposed to be.
No, the original concept is that footprint. I mean, that they're up there in front of you.
Okay.
Council, what's your wish? Do we let Lyle Architect take the things we've heard tonight to the entrance on number one with the cupola shown on number two and combine those, or does anybody have a suggestion?
A partial suggestion, not to do with specifics, is I want to make sure both the audience and us realize that with the original contract with Lyle, they have completed everything that they were asked to do by us. So whatever we do, if we do anything more with them, it's going to start costing outside of our grant money. Or it's going to eat into money that could go to the building, construction stuff. And that's fine, you know, as long as there's an understanding that if we go that way, as long as there's an understanding that I don't want anybody to be surprised if other bills start to come in that we're going to do. And I'm happy if we end up with a better end product, I'm within reason I'm willing to pay for it. But I just want everybody to understand that. And I'll also understand, and I know everybody up here does, the time frames that we're dealing with as far as grants and construction during the summer and things like that. And some of the ideas that I've heard here are good. I mean, it's really the sad part, is we're sitting here picking.
Ample construction.
Slumlord. We're sitting here picking out of a big pot of good.
Well, he's condensed, I think, in a good way, what was discussed at the last budget hearing.
Jerry, we take that for you.
It might be your wife. You better at this time, we need to give some direction to the architect. Do y'all want to move ahead with combining what we've heard here tonight? Would you like to put this entire thing on hold and let Mr. Bottom work with the architects at council's discretion? And what do y'all want to do tonight? This is why we're having this public hearing.
Well, I'd like to hear what Barry's got to say, because he's been the one with the most questions. And how did you, what percentage did you get satisfactory answers with tonight?
Well, my only thought is that extra 1,000 feet, okay, square footage, I don't know that it's necessary. I don't know that the people that were on the committee thought it was in a mushroom. It's from 2,500 square feet to 3,500 square feet. But not having really been a part of that, I don't know that for sure. I mean, I see two here, that, and one in particular that I like. As far as design, but I don't know. I think the square footage and everything else might want to be worked out a little bit one way or the other. But that would be up to
us.
I mean,
make the motion to take 1,000 square foot off the building.
I don't know. Why don't we compromise 500 square feet? Yeah, then we have a 3,000 square feet building instead of a 2,500.
You like to make that corner?
Where would you take the?
That would be up to the architect. That's it.
What if you took it off the stage?
Yeah, I don't know. You couldn't get me to bat on the.
We're not taking it off the stage. Unless it's clearly directed.
Would you like to make a motion?
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
You can't make any motions until.
I know we'll have to transcend what we've already done, but.
Go ahead.
I think it'd be fairly easy to take out, 500 to 1,000 square feet. But let me tell you how we would do it, probably. We would leave the stage as it is, which is a fairly decent-sized stage. We could pull it back a little bit, make it a little bit deeper, and we would take it out of the main body of the building and basically slice it down. So if that's what you were looking for, we can do that.
Personally, I think a compromise of, would be the right way to go, but that's my own personal feeling. I want to see this go forward.
You're just making a decision that's a long-term decision. So, I mean, I think how you use this building, not only now, but over the next 20, 30, 40 years, I think you want to make the right decision for not just the dollars immediately, I know it's important, but long-term for the use of the community. I think that's key.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
The way it's designed now, if we keep the 3,500 square feet, and 10, 15 years down the road, we decide we want something additional in here. We want to be able to sell soft drinks and hot dogs out there, and we need another closed-in space to do that. Is this, I don't mean to...
Our hot dog salesman says no.
They hire us to do this, okay? Is this building designed that it's something we came up with 15, 20 years from now, that it could be built in there?
Well, I'd like to know that 15 years, the future 15 years. But I will tell you, currently what we have is we do have an operable window that opens and closes, and you can sell things from behind,
okay.
So in there. In the future, if you cut it to 2,500 square feet, you have less chance of filling it in than you do at 35. Again, I'm not selling one way or another, it's your call.
But I mean, at 3,500 square feet, that would be something that we could do in the future, regardless of what we wanted to use the additional space.
Sure. But you, even now, you have the ability, if with either, to put in operable walls or curtains or do things that allow you to break the space up.
Yeah, curtains don't really work.
Well, they wind, I know, understand, but you have louvered
walls.
I don't know that even subtracting the 500 feet would make an appreciable reduction in cost.
It won't. Not the cost.
And being able to use that additional space in the future, like Emily said, for future town needs, may benefit the additional cost at this point in time, which would be, more at some future time. So
it just gives you more options.
How big is the stage right now?
If you go from out to out, it's 28 feet by 16 feet. That's a big stage. But we can make it deeper if we modify it. But again, at the current time, that's a pretty good size stage.
Council, we need
I think we've had, what, 3, 4, 5 meetings on this, and you get less and less people coming, and less people having anything to say about it. I think you're down to the point where you should just bite the bullet and make a decision. You know, no, don't nickel and dime away at it anymore.
Well, let me ask the audience this, because the folks that are here tonight are most of the ones that usually show up. And this is in no way or shape, form, or fashion, you know, scientific, but y'all have the two artist renderings in front of you. Can I see a show of hands?
You put that one back up on the easel.
I hear consensus, Merrick and some others that like the more straightforward town of Fury Beach there.
Can we get a one without, can you do something without the entry? Can you take that off of the plan on one of these things?
The entry's been on all of them.
I don't know which one's better.
Now the two in front of you, just show of hands, who likes number one best?
Which one's
number one? Oh, I'm sorry. Number one has the tower. Can I see a show of hands? The tower.
As much as you might like to.
Who likes number two? All right, now there was some discussion on number two of taking the front entrance and taking out the arch and putting it more straightforward with a roof. Would that be something?
No.
I like the arch? Can I see a show of hands for the arch?
Right.
Some short hands I've got
there. Yeah. That's the arch.
Yeah.
We like the arch.
Yeah. And who likes the if you put the straight So the consensus is by show of hands, which is not scientific, that we should proceed with.
Yep.
That's
it.
Don't lose it.
The council like to direct, it's not a vote, but consensus of council to have a day to proceed with
Well,
he may want to leave.
How deep is that?
The front one is about 10 feet. Yeah, 10 feet.
And
keep in mind, part of the, we haven't discussed this, but part of this, sales of this, some of it was sort of pavers and some other things, and that was sort of the area.
What about
handicap
ramp?
That's kind of what.
Where is it?
It's off to the left side. It comes around. It's pretty similar to what we have here.
It's over here.
It comes over up and around. It's the same as this.
What?
It's the same as what was approved.
Trying to see it in the picture.
All right, we have a motion to close this public hearing with
second. Second.
Sorry, who made the motion? So,
thank you. We're going to go into our next public hearing if y'all want to.
Wait a minute, I want to go to the bathroom first.
Well, help yourself, Mr. Nelson. Having 10 minutes, you need 10 minutes to be enough.